Blog Talk Radio.
Well, Moses is a message. Got to get the message. The message to our brothers and sisters.
greetings, Hotep family, and how are the children? I hope they're fair to Midland. And welcome back to another day in the Care to Read Room. You have your Omiika 7 live coming to you from my studio. I am your emperor, the one that serves you, and I am your advocate, the one you need, and the advisor, the one you want. Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for being a part of this segment. We'd like to welcome those newcomers and say, welcome. Alafia Habaragani, have a seat. Ladies and gentlemen, we are still featuring babies from the bench, helping babies from the bench, vindicating families who are having problems with their children in the court system. That's right. We have been talking about how do we get parental rights back. And for those fathers who are looking to get visitation rights, we've been talking about that for the whole month. Now, because of the fact that we've been trying to intrigue those phone lights to light up, I'm going to give out that phone number again, 646-478-0270, and we're going to go to commercial, and right after commercial, we're going to go right into our talking care room where we can petition God on our own behalf. And the veil has been torn, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard. You can go boldly before the throne of God and make your own request. So let's get ready. This is a part that you can participate in and be a part of calling your ancestors back to the great circle of life and asking them to petition on your behalf. Stay tuned. You know we're winners, so let's get ready. Calling on all those winners out there. If you're in the atmosphere, come on out. We need to have your support. We're winners. Y'all ready?
Y'all ready? Say yeah!
Say yeah! Put those hands up and say yeah!
Say yeah!
The hustlers are going to get you over. Come on now.
Say yeah!
Welcome back, family. And don't you stop pushing, y'all. Keep on pushing and pushing on, because we have to press against the mark, because the higher prize is still beset us, ladies and gentlemen. Though we may have obstacles that stand in our way, you can push your way through. I know you can, because we all have obstacles. Like right now, I'm facing losing a great speaker, but the Spirit said he'll be back. Our brother Ron said his record and his schedule is so conversated now that he can't begin to come and be a part of the show. But I'm wishing him well anyway, ladies and gentlemen. And why don't you wish him well, and that he will overturn those circumstances so he can be back on the air with us, and then we can extend our hours out. Right now our hours are shortened. However, because we don't have Ron, we will find a substitute. So keep on pressing on in prayer for us. Let us go to the throne of God in prayer as we make our petitions known. We stand before the great Almighty Oludulamare. We ask for the things that we want in our life. We know Oromala sat at the right hand of God, who we also know as our Lord and Savior Jesus. But I'm giving you the proper name for our African prophets and gods. We know that he knew the inception of man. He knew the hearts of man before the inception of man. So therefore, he knows our future. He knows what is in store for us. We're going to go and petition on behalf of the family. Now, Caucasian family, you can also participate. But because we have to work on cleaning our own selves up first, we have to go in and make sure Africans are in the place to be. Africans all over the nation and diaspora, I'm asking you to stand on behalf of your ancestors who are still in the byways and highways and still in the Underground Railroad, and that are traveling through the lagoon, and that are coming across the Pacific, the Red Sea, and the Stratus. We ask those ancestors to come and to be with us and to lift us up. And as Leonard Jeffries always said, we can call on our ancestors. And he said, when you're in a time of trouble, call on your ancestors, Eli. They will come, and they will pick you up, and they will make you strong. Stand with me now with your hands facing up, as if you are now ready to receive. We call you to prayer all over the nation and the diaspora. This particular segment of the show is very important. This is a time when we reconnect our ancestors back to the circle of the tree of life of all of their loved ones. If you can stand, and when you've done all you can do to stand, I say remain standing, and still I say stand. Stand with your hands facing up, asking for God to fill your cup and let it run over. The room grew steep as she made her way to Jesus, as she trembled from the tears that made her blind. Still on she came. She even heard some folk whisper, say there's no place here for her kind. And though she spoke no words, everything she said was heard as she poured the oil for her master from her box of alabaster. And I came to pour my praise on him like oil from Mary's alabaster box. Don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears, then I dry them with my hair. With my hair, see, you were there the night they found me. You didn't feel what I felt when he wrapped his loving arms all around me. And you don't know the cost of the oil in my alabaster box. I can't forget the way life used to be. I was a prisoner from the tears that held me bound. I spent my days pouring my life out without measure into a little treasure box I thought I had found. And though she spoke no words, everything she said was hers. As she poured the oil for her master from her box of alabaster, and I came to pour my praise on him like oil from Mary's alabaster's box. Don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears. Then I dry them with my hair, with my hair. See, you weren't there the night they found me. You did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his loving arms all around me. And you don't know the cross. I said, you don't know the cost of the oil in my alabaster's box. Ladies and gentlemen, as you stand with me, knowing that Mary poured the most valuable thing on Jesus' feet, and that was the oil from her alabaster box, I want you to reach out to your ancestors and give them the best that you have to give, like Mary did that night when she reached out to Jesus. Now, there are some of you who are sick with palsy, and there are some of you that said that you don't want any more dialysis treatments anymore. And there are some of you who have an issue of blood, and you don't want a blood transfusion any longer. And there are some of you who are waiting for the therapist to come and to put the prosthetics on your limbs so that you can walk. You want to walk today. And there are some of you who have children that have been born here with low birth rate, who have been damaged in the womb. You want those children to become whole. And there are some of you who are ready to take the transition of understanding what frequency is and energy. We are nothing but atoms and frequencies of a vibration. If we knew from which we came, we would have a very good idea of how to make ourselves whole again. So for you who don't know that you came here from a vapor, a thought, which created you in the atmosphere, we are not our own. We've been brought with a price, and we've been called to live out a good life so that God will know what experience is through us. Yes, we are our brother's keeper, and God is waiting for us to pay a debt back that we owe. And as we stand before the throne of Christ, ladies and gentlemen, call your ancestors. Ask them to complete the task that they started. You're the sum total of why your ancestors came. Don't think that they don't have a vested interest in your life. They care and they are concerned. God cares about you and your every cry, and all of your tears has he collected. If we, being evil, can give these good gifts to our children, how much more can the Heavenly Father give to us today if we only will ask? He said if his word be in us and we be in his word, we can ask what we will. Now go on and stand before the throne that was torn for you. There's no more priests that can stand before the throne of God on behalf of you. The veil was torn so that you can go boldly into the throne of God, making your petitions known on behalf of the family today. Now, African Americans, you must be intercessors and fill in the gap for those loved ones that are not here and that don't know what to pray for. Seek the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will give utterance for what you don't know what to pray for. All the earth needs now is a touch from God. Just a touch from God. That's all they need now. And if they can receive the touch and know that God is no respecter of person, He has called us to be his representative ambassadors. He has called us to be able to know experience so that he too or she too will know experience. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to cry another tear. You don't have to turn over in your bed another night whimpering and worried about from which your help comes from. All of your help comes from the Lord. I will lift up my voice unto the earth from which cometh all my help. My help cometh from the Lord. The Lord said he would not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Lord that healeth thee, he shall provide thy need. Yes, he will provide your need, but you must make your petition known. Because we are in the throne of God. This is where you make your petitions, brothers and sisters. This is where you call on the ancestors that have beset you, calling on those ancestors that left a good legacy behind, calling on those ancestors that laid the foundation for the earth, calling on ancestors who are still working on your behalf today, calling them, calling the Kanuka, calling on all of those brothers and sisters who were in the movement and who stood in the gap for you. Remember, they cannot die. They are energy. That's why you must learn of this energy and understand that a frequency can never die. And everything has a frequency. Even the vibration of life has a frequency. Even unto the grave, the body is yet frequently vibrating and cannot die. All of energy must go back to which it came. And it dissipates into an atmosphere. You are nothing but a vapor of a frequency, ladies and gentlemen. Why don't you vibrate on a higher tone? Why don't you lift your spirit up and vibrate with me so that you can catch the vision and pass it on to your brothers and sisters and raise their energy levels today. Raise them high, I say, because we need the energies to change the atmospheric pressures today. Some of us are sick in our mind because we don't know how to raise the energy frequency. Well, tap into mine if your energy is low. Tap in now, I say, brother and sister, because here is where you begin to do the work in the spirit realm. I didn't say go to church and get the Holy Ghost. I said the spirit realm, knowing God for yourself, reconnecting back to your higher self, your Ori, knowing that if you have any success, any treasures, and prosper in any way, you must give credit to your Ori who sits on your head, your higher self, the God who has been placed on the inside of you who can never leave you, Ori. Give thanks to Ori today. You ought to lift up your voice and give thanks to Oladulamare because of creating a universe and creating a higher force and creating ratified energy that you cannot touch. Creating ratified energy that will consume you if you even came in contact with it. That is why you can't see the God that created the universe. He is ratified in energy. But he has left you with Oladulamare, who has interest in your concern. But the mighty God that created the universe, he has no interest in your concern. He has done his job. Now, why don't you call on Ori? He is a God that he left you with so that he has the concerns and interests of men. Call on Ori every day and thank him for giving you the ability to collaborate and to work out your issues on the inside with Ori. Now, I want you to become astute to getting ready to go over to your altar. If you don't have an altar already, you ought to start deciding to create one. Having 7 to 9 glasses of water where the frequency in the glasses will run to and fro. Without a frequency in your life and without a current, you are dead. And that is dead to the donail. Because Africans believe that we don't die because our frequency light stays on, even unto the grave. But if you tell me I don't have a frequency, then you're sure as good as dead. Now, I want to raise up those dead people that still have a frequency vibrating within them today. I want to raise them up so that they can reconnect with the ancestors so the circle of life will be completed. Now, if you're out there in the atmosphere, stand with me as we call the ancestors to be reconnected to us. I like to call my mother as an ancestor, and I like to, first of all, make sure I don't greet my ancestors with a stale face. Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen, while I wash my hands and face as I greet my ancestors. Do as I do as I teach you these rituals. Washing my hands and face will mean that I do not disrespect my ancestors by greeting them. I like to pour a glass of water for my father, who I know is thirsty, as he makes his way back home to me. Father, I pour a glass of water in behalf of your spirit. Mother, I pour a glass of water to quench your thirst also, so that you are endowed with energy to find your way back home. I like to light a candle for my father. He needs to be able to see through the tunnels. I light a candle for you, Father, that you might be able to see your way back home. I light a candle for you also, Mother, and that you might have that spark of life, and that light will stay in your eyes so that when you find your way back, you will find the light in my eyes also. I like to pour libations to the east. And I say, I say, as you pour libations with me, do as I do in these like manners. This is the portion where you pay homage in libation. Libation. I pour libations to the east. Now I look to the west, and I pour libations to the west, and we say, Ashe. I like to pay libations to the north, and we look towards the north, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the south, and I look back down to the south, and I say, libation. Ladies and gentlemen, then I pour libations to the ground for the benefit of those who are not here today. May these words fall up on ground that are fertile and that are ready to receive and that can spring up and grow. Libations. Ladies and gentlemen, do this in like manner. Light a candle on your altar, as well as making sure that the water currency doesn't dry up, because that will exemplify the line of currency drying up in your life. Keep your altar clean. Pay homage to your mother and your father, and then also to your elders that have been called to you. Mine is Yamenja. I pour libation to Yamenja today, and I say, Ashe. As my mother's spirit and as my father's spirit in the Yoruba faith, I pour libations to Obatala, libation. Ladies and gentlemen, in the Yoruba faith, we believe that none can get to heaven except to bring someone with them to heaven. We do not believe in the concept of devil. Devil does not exist in our hierarchy. There is only good. And if good has turned bad, it is because someone allowed the evil to come within themselves. God would not create a predecessor that is greater than himself that would torment him. God would not turn in on himself and create these obstacles for himself. Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen. God would not be a part of that. And ladies and gentlemen, you must understand that God is looking for someone who will be a carrier and a bearer of the message today. He has not created you for evil. His whole concept was to create you for good. You were created from the likeness of God, and you have the image of God. And having the image and likeness of God means you ought to do the things that God would do. Now, be conscious of the fact that as we call on these ancestors are coming to make sure that you are functioning in the capacity that they have left behind for you to work in. If you are not working in your gifts and you are outside of your abilities, then you are not serving your higher self. I suggest you serve your higher self today. Yes, ye are God's little children, and ye have overcome them. And because you are God, you must look up to from which your help came. And you must even grow up spiritually so that you can do like things in like manners as God has done. That's right. As Jesus has done, he said, greater things will you do. Yes, he rose the man from the dead. And he lifted men and women from the grave. Right now, I am lifting those dead souls up from the grave. Like it or not, their minds are being transformed, and they are coming up from a depth. When you speak truth into the lives of those that are lost, they must come alive. I say, come alive today. Come alive, brothers and sisters. If you've been dead in your spirit, come alive. This is the day that the Lord has made. Why don't you rejoice and be glad in it? Because God has given you the Spirit. And because the Spirit of the Lord has come upon me, he has told me to minister to the sick, to the downtrodden, and to lift their spirits so that they know that the vibration and the germ is still in them. All it needs to be is stirred up. So I say, stir up the gift in yourself and stir up the gift in others today. God has called you, and you have been bought with the price. So therefore, you owe a debt back to society. Go and give of yourself and stop sinning amongst yourself. You have been called to do a work, and God is not pleased when he finds that you are sitting on your assets and the gifts that he has given you, you have buried them. Where are your gifts? Go and get your gifts and pass them out to everyone who will seek out your help. I don't care that you're not on the airways and you don't have access to Blog Talk. You have access to speak to brothers and sisters on a daily basis. Tell them of the good hope and why you have the hope of God in you. Tell them why there must be a change in our attitudes where we must have hope. That we will get over the grain house again. And this situation too will pass. And we will be leaders again. And we will rule again. But how can you rule if you're not prepared to? You must get prepared, young ladies and young men. You must go and study to show yourself approval. A workman needed not to be ashamed, but rightfully dividing the word of God. Now, if you don't have a Bible, go to the Spirit and ask the Spirit to reveal all things to you. Because the Bible said, it is the Spirit, let no man teach you. The Spirit will reveal all things unto you. The Spirit will teach you. Now, how many of you have had a lesson from the Spirit today? How many of you sat down and let the Netter teach you? Now, sit down and let the Netter teach you. Because when the Netter teach you, nothing will slip up on you. All things will be brought to remembrance. Ladies and gentlemen, the Spirit of the Lord has come upon me, and he has anointed me to preach to the blind. He has anointed me to raise the dead people from their dead and blind eyesight. He has given me the power to speak to you, to lift you. If you're not already lifted by now, before the end of this sermon, lift yourself up. Encourage yourself. You ought to encourage yourself. And encourage those who cannot encourage themselves. And leave that brother alone who is already downtrodden. Take your hands off of him. He belongs to God. If he's done something to you, God will be the one to vindicate him. You ought to be a cheerful, loving man and woman, because God has spared us in spite of who we are. God found us putrefied in our own ways. We weren't fit for anything, but he saw fit to have mercy upon you. So you see fit to have mercy upon your brothers and have love and peace in your heart. Have I drawn thee with love and kindness? Now you go and draw one with your love and kindness. And we say to God be the glory. As I do a prayer for the family, Father God, every one of those families that are represented here who are looking to get parental rights back for their child, those fathers who are looking to get visitation rights for those infants and toddlers, Father, make it possible. And Father, please talk to your people and tell them that you are not tolerant of anyone damaging and maltreating infants, and that if a man will not treat a woman right, that he should not bother to go down on his knees, Father. Father, speak to our black race today and tell them to give up the materialistic things and to let them go, because you're coming back for a spirit. You're not coming back for material things like a church. You're coming back for a man and woman in their right frame of mind. Now, Father, some of us have lost our ever-loving mind, and some of us are sick and drugged up on pharmaceutical drugs and paraphernalia from drugs. Now, Father, I'm asking you to wake up and sober up those men and women, that they will know that there is a reason to live. There is a reason to give up the drugs, because there is a morphine that God can give you that doesn't compare to any morphines and drugs, pharmaceutical, that man can give you. He can give you a spiritual high that you won't know how to come down off on, and that God will make you like the Midas touch. Everything you touch will turn to gold. Father God, I just pray that these families represented here today are ready to get on the front line as we prepare your army, Father, because we know that there's a war going on. But we have to know where and which to turn the guns. We have to understand that our weaponry is not carnal through the pulling down of stronghold. Here is where we do our mighty for work in the spirit realm, as we fight in the spirit realm and we call things that be not as though they were. We have been in a war, and we know we've been in a war, because things will change. At the sound of my voice, Father, in the universe, let things change for families financially. Let things change for mothers who are suffering and raising children. Let things change for the men in the prison. If they're innocent, release them, Father. And, Father, we pray in this like manner, because we know what we say in the spirit will come to pass. Now, Father, if there's one that's hanging on to their homes and about to lose their home or don't have payments for their bills, Father, release that filthy lucre into all of their hands so that their needs and obligations will be met. Now, Father, you said that we are to decree a thing. We're decreeing that finance will come into the black race, and we will not be a permanent underclass. We're decreeing it. And, Father, you also said, if we command you and remind you to watch over your promises to us, you said they were yea and not nay. I'm commanding you, Father, to watch over your words that you've given us, African Americans, and we command you to watch over and perfect your words today. And, Father, as we become good soldiers that you can use, Father, we pray that you will begin to start the process of renewing our lives, putting our lives back together again, and the land that you said was laid up for us, Father. Father, let the black people wake up and see that you're trying to get blessings in their hand, and they're going to have to make a move and transition into other countries with different passports. Father, please put it in their spirit to let them know that a collapsing country has to be dismantled in order for you to pour new wine into a vase. It has to be emptied out, and we have to start anew. So wake up the black spirit. Wake it up, Father, and begin to minister to it. We thank you, Father, for all the families represented here today, that they may go and seek you for direction. And we thank you and say amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for going with me on this extensive talking cure. It was a day that I knew the Spirit was upon me to minister, and I have to be obedient to the Spirit no matter what else is going on. I know that there are attacks all over the place for families and children and also individuals, but we must fight in the Spirit as we do war. This is a battleground here in the Spirit when we pray. Don't go out with your guns and your bats and your paraphernalia, your slingshot, but get on your knees and begin to do spiritual warfare. I've been looking at various different programs of meditation and working in the spirit realm for our people. What we need is a new transfusion of meditation, and we need a new transfusion of being able to look at all of the things around us as an illusion. I think I might have found it, because I know that there are many of us who are working and operating only in the spirit realm, and we know that this is all an illusion and it will too pass sooner or later. But we have to get the people's mind ready to understand what is going on in the metaphysics world. I want you to understand today's discussion is going to be about metaphysics. I'm going to deviate a little bit from our topic to bring you discussion on metaphysics. Once I mention the word metaphysics in the midst of a group of students, and most of them were Christian students, they nearly had a Konitsky fit when they heard the word metaphysics, not knowing that Jesus was a metaphysicist, not realizing that Jesus, too, went to Africa to train in the metaphysic realm. And when he was gone for several years, he had been engaging in training with an African comedic teacher. Now, an African comedic teacher and a Yoruba teacher taught me and set me down to give me the foundation of understanding of spiritual things. Even though I had spent many years in a traditional Christian setting, I found that it was lacking and incomplete. So therefore, in seeking the training in the comedic teaching and the Yoruba teaching, I think I found a clearer understanding of metaphysics. If you could think back on the miracles in the Bible, when Jesus went out to tell the disciples to change position of their net and to throw their net on the other side that they would catch the fish, you must understand, Jesus knew metaphysics, and he had been trained to speak to various animals and command them, and they would have to be commanded. He also knew that there was incantations, which I taught you about in the past classes, that he could say, and it would change the minds of animals. Just as the fish were convinced to commit suicide and allow themselves to be sacrificed for the benefit of those disciples, Jesus too knew enough about metaphysics to change the elements of the weather, as well as the elements of the land. He had that power, ladies and gentlemen, which all of us should be seeking. We have to understand that we must engage in a higher altitude. When you speak, you must speak from a perspective of clairvoyantness, of being able to see into the lives and have audio clairvoyant as well as clairvoyant in seeing. Jesus told us the greater things that we would do. Now, Jesus is also our prophet, O Romalah, who was at the right hand and the side of God when you and I were created. He saw into our lives. He knew exactly what we were going to be. I'm going to take a commercial, and I'll be right back at you in the air, so stay tuned.
Well, Mother is a message. Got to get the message. The message to our brothers and sisters.
Surely we had tried, but we all live right
Welcome back, family. Thank you so very much. As I was indicating, we're talking about metaphysics, and we're doing this for the benefit of those leaders out there who are now in position and have to train their followers. And they, too, are looking for a different sign, because Jesus said that we will be able to do greater things. A large portion of us leaders are now saying, what are the greater things? And how must we change ourselves into being spiritual beings? And how can we understand the metaphysical things that Jesus once did, such as healing the sick and raising the dead? Every time you speak on these airways, you are raising the dead. And that is a form of biologically, physically raising people up from their state of mind. And as we attempt to raise you from your dead state, please don't resist. Those of you who have been holding on to frozen viewpoints and dead concepts, it's time to release and let go. Now, there was a sermon once when Jesus talked about the disciples going and talking to people all over the world and to change their attitude and to turn them around. That's what we ought to be attempting to do, is to turn you from your wicked ways and to turn you from your false concepts and to be more metaphysically inclined. That is why I do not waste time talking to people at the infancy stage. Time is up on us, and we are short of time. So therefore, we must take people off the milk rather rapidly and put them on the strong meat so that we can begin to speak these things in a higher form, even though they might not be maturely there yet. We will grow them up by and by. As I speak to you about metaphysical things, I want you to understand, I want to give an example of some of the so-called miracles of the Bible. In and of the fact that we don't believe that Jesus may have studied metaphysics in order to do those miracles, I'd like to acquaint you to some of them. Yes, Jesus had to be trained and taught, just as others of you will have to be trained and taught. Jesus went into the temple to be trained on metaphysics. And just like Homer, Aristotle talked about the Africans training them in metaphysics, I'd like to talk to you from that perspective as well. Jesus was a metaphysicist, and in understanding the molecules of the makeup of human life, he knew how to rearrange molecules. So therefore, he had the ability to rearrange the life of the atom to bring it back into subjection so that the body would appear to be having life again. That is something you and I both are going to have to learn, how to give life back to a dead corpse, how to bring someone back from a dead stage. We also are going to have to understand that because Jesus had the ability to speak to the elements like the wind, and send the wind. Master, the tempests are raging and the billows are tossing to and fro. Careth not that we should perish while thy sleep. Now, Jesus was asleep, and the rain was tossing, and the wind was blowing, and the few disciples were asking, do you care if not if we should perish? Jesus came up on the top deck, and he began to speak to the wind, and he began to settle the rain, and he used metaphysics to calm down the element. My question is today, have you begun to take of the training to calm down the elements with your transferring of the elements? You are going to have to spend some time at the feet of your master. I don't know if you found your guru or not. I don't know if you found your comedic teacher or not, but you ought to be out looking for them. Jesus was every day, and he mastered the gifts of metaphysics. As he began to speak to the rain, he told the rain where to go. He told the wind to cease from blowing. And he settled the ground. And the water, it ceased to wave. The metaphysic skills were right there in a picture for you and I to observe. He wants you to have those same gifts, and he said you would do greater things. Now is the time for men to dream dreams, and all men to have a vision, and for us to use the elements and to rearrange the elements. How do I know this? Because you and I as spiritualists are not settled in our mind until we can do greater things than the Jesus that walked this earth did. So you say, Omi, we should aspire to do greater things. Yes, we ought to aspire to be in the spirit at all times. What you work out in the spirit will manifest itself in the natural. You can do all things in the spirit, and that is where you begin your metaphysics work and your trials and errors. No, you won't always be perfect in what you're doing, but you aspire to perfection, because the African always was perfecting. As Jesus went about his way to learn perfection, he went into the land called Acadia land over in Africa, Ile Ife, as we know it to be the Garden of Eden, spending many days there to learn the African traditions and trades, and understanding that all wisdom came from the African. And we reasoning, not Greek philosophy, let us not get it twisted. Reasoning came from the African. Homer said it, Aristotle said it, and Hippocrates also said it. Yes, I know they were hung, and some of them, Hippocrates, were made to drink the hemlock, and he died drinking all manners of drugs because they wanted to kill those men off who were saying that reasoning came from the African and that spirituality and the ability to do metaphysics came from them. It's no secret, ladies and gentlemen, and every one of you, priests and priestesses, should be screaming it on the rooftop, because it's now time for us to come out with, not our magic, but with our gifts. Do not hide your gifts. They will become dormant. Now it's time to bring your gifts out and to share them with other leaders who are potential priests and priestesses. So, Omi, who are you, and are you a priest? Yes, I am a priestess. And I went on a journey of a self-made journey to acquire the majority of the priesthood training through my journey in going through Europe and back. Now, what makes you a priest is your time spent in meditating, in being taught by the Spirit, as well as your time in perfecting your gifts. The orators are given to African priestesses. That is part of our lineage and our gift. The ability to divine and read into oracles. A cup of water can be read into, and the future can be told. A handful of kauri shells can be asked the question of the sequel of life for someone, and the answer can be given. Because as a priest and priestess, you have authority over the spirit, and the spirit will yield to you. Now, I have not set up a room and ask you to come in with your questions so I can divine over you so that you can use me like a bellhop. No, I have not. Because I know that in due time the gifts will make room for itself and they won't have to be prostituted and used for the benefit of man's simple life. I will like to give an oracle for the nation today. And that is why I interrupted these airways to talk to you about understanding metaphysics things. Most priests and priestesses, if they're in the spirit, they can see what I see. They can see that there is a turn in the century of what is about to come. Black men and women, you are going to have to grow up rather rapidly for the work that's about to be done. I've heard so many men and women of the cloth saying, Well, you don't want to introduce that to them yet. They're just not off the milk yet. You don't want to grow them up too fast. But I beg the pardon. It is time, and we're way behind schedule. We should have long talked to you about divination, divining, oracle readings, as well as understanding that you're nothing but a particle. You're nothing but a combustion of an atom. And because you're a frequency and energy, someone should be able to read the signs off your body as to what the next mood and the next problem is and the next situation for the community at large and the universe. As I am speaking now, the spirit is taking possession, and I'm allowing the spirit to possess so that the spirit can speak and I can give utterance to the spirit. And as a metaphysicist, I understand that we can change the elements and the outcome on an oracle. And because our oracle reading will tell us what the future will be, we can also intervene to make resolutions to change the outcome. Now, all of you priests and priestesses and metaphysicists at the sound of my voice, if you're out there, I want you to become connected to this airways. I want you to understand that we must tell the people that in order for things to turn around that has been so badly damaged, we must make apologies to the universe, and we must begin to work with the earth, and our work that we do must be in the earth. And all of the priests and priestesses, you must begin to align yourself with the forces to be, because what is about to happen is going to take spiritual people to change. It's going to take spiritual people to change the potential outcome. Now, we can't go any further in the hole financially. We've already met the maximum hole concept. We can't go any further into foreclosure because we've already met that max. The collapsing period is reached an all-time high. But how can you and I appear to be helpless when we have a vision and we have the spirit to make a change and to intercede for what the outcome is potentially going to be? If you are who you say you are, then you should be on these airways and vibrating with this frequency. Because all antennas and ether, six ether, will be contacted on these airways because of the fact that we line up with all energy realms. And as we begin to understand that what is about to be said us is going to take energy and spirit to change. Therefore, in trying to intercede on behalf of the universe, it is necessary that we must all change our direction in what we're speaking on these airways. We must advance it to a level of frequency, because everything is frequency and all energy can be read and calibrated. Therefore, you can change the frequency level to up the frequency level, and the vibrations can go up by virtue of energy levels like myself and others to calibrate other low frequency energy. The earth has become so low in frequency because of the mental state of our people. Frequency levels are at an all-time low, but there are avatars like myself and others who can vibrate at a higher level to lift those spirits. And we must lift those spirits. It isn't enough to get on here and talk about helping babies from the bench if I don't have a tool to go in and overturn situations with the jurisdictional system. How is it that we are priests and have these abilities and we watch things happen without coming together to change the course of what is happening with this overabundant convictions of black men and women going to prison? If we say we're who we are and we have these authorities, then let us speak to the powers to be to halt these numbers from rising. We are frequency. And Mother Nature, Oladulamare, Yamanja, the earth and the water can be spoken to and can be requested to intervene on behalf of the troubles and problems that we're having today. Now, I don't think you can turn another human being to a level and state of disparity and think that this earth will not reflect that sorrow, that state of mind of being as if they're going through a death. And we know that there's a process when you go through understanding what a death does to you. Denial sets in, depression, the whole bit. People all over the planet are disenfranchised, and their hope level has sunk to the all-time low. But priests and priestesses, you are oracle readers. You can ask the spirit what it has to say. You can also speak to the winds and the wave and the universe and ask them to heal our nation. And they will be happy to oblige because they're sick and tired of looking at a race of people who are mammals and have authority and ability to love and cannot find it in their heart to pull enough energy together of love to change the outcome of the universe. That's all it takes is someone to show an act of love, to forgive that situation and turn their hearts away and turn it back to love. The frequencies of the airways of the universe will be changed, but because of stiff-necked people, hard-headed people, who don't understand that there is but one energy force, and that's love. But when love is overlooked and when love is not appreciated and love is not utilized, then we only offer evil into the atmosphere. Now, if you are part of those people that are inflicting that evil, let it go. Love wants to reign in the universe. And if we are to do anything in the metaphysical realm, we are going to need plenty of love to do that. As a metaphysics worker and reading our oracles and being able to give a direction for one's life, you must understand that there's a sacrifice for every reading. God would not give you any direction if there wasn't a sacrifice that we must make. And the sacrifice is to stop hating. It's a simple one. The sacrifice is to start love in every capacity that we can. If we are to keep calling on God like a bellhop, praying that God will give us this and that and thus and so, then we're going to perplex the Godhead to the point that he will not hear from us. You preachers, evangelists, and teachers out there who are teaching everybody that they can have what they want and keep begging God like a bellhop, I say stop it. Materialistic things are causing the self-destruction. We don't need another materialistic thing. What we are seeking is more divine spirit and understanding of spirit and oracle readers who can divine and read into the lives of others and hear auto-clairvoyantly what the spirit is trying to tell us. Hush, be still. The spirit is trying to tell you something. And don't ignore the spirit when you know the spirit is calling you to give you advice. Most of us have shut the spirit down in our lives. We wouldn't know it if it snuck up on us. There's so much chaotic noise around us, youngsters, that we don't hear from the spirit at all when we're playing chaotic noise. Yes, there is a type of music that we could put in the atmosphere that would instantly change the hearts and the mind and spirits of African melanin-enriched people. Because there is a certain chime and note that we respond to. There are many ways to fix this universal problem. Priests and priestesses, you have to come forward and talk about them. Yes, we are secret society, but you must talk about what oracles are being given for the nation's direction. We can intervene to make a change. That is what oracle reading is all about, to read the potential problem and what besets us and to see how we can intervene to alter and change the outcome. We're in such a bad way now, ladies and gentlemen. We have fallen lower than a refugee, meaning that some of us don't have the power to lift ourselves out of our state. So therein lies the request for an antidote. And I say the antidote could be bringing forth the spiritualists to come together, to put their spirits and minds together, and to go into a trance and to ask the underworld to present to us the solution for end time people who are suffering, massive suffering upon suffering. I believe the spirit will hear us. I believe the spirit will be connected to us. I believe that if those priests and priestesses will come together, that they will make a difference for changing the outcomes of this desolate situation. Now, what good does it do you to have this knowledge if you're not going to use it universally? What good does it do you to get a dime or $25 here or there for doing oracle reading to change the course of someone's life when you could change a lifetime of a universe? It's time now. It is time that each one of us began to look at the priestly training that we were given in the area of herbology, of naturopathic medicine, in the area of oracle reading, and also explaining to the various different clients what the sacrifice has to be. Yes, God said there is a definite sacrifice that we must make. We have been getting away with getting all of the attributes with no sacrifice. So, as you know, praises without sacrifice is worthless. God inhibits, he acquire, and he needs our sacrifice. Why do you think he put a ram in a bush when he called one of his servants to sacrifice his son? Because he wanted to see if he would make that sacrifice. But you say Jesus came and he was the ultimate sacrifice, and there is no more sacrifice of bulls and cattle and giving of our personal things. Right you may be, but there is a sacrifice being called upon the universe right now for Mother Earth to let us off the hook because of all these desolate storms and earthquakes and weather changing. There has to be a forgiveness, and we have to repent. And repentance is in order. And if we are going to look about the universe as we always have, we're going to have to make that change expediently. The earth as we once knew it is going to change, and it will be different. There's no way when something comes to the end of its gestation that it can look identical like it was before it ended. It will have to be a new earth. Let's look forward to a new earth and a new universe. So therefore, we have got to close out the ending of our existing world to usher in the new earth. A lot of you won't be able to be a part of this new earth because of your mental frame of mind and your intellect. Your consciousness has to be brought to a higher level. And those of us who are at a conscious level are being endowed with information that I'm giving you today. Those of you who are stuck in a plane and can't transition, you won't be able to partake of the spiritual training or the outcome of the spiritual training of the priests and priestesses. You're gone beyond evangelists and deacons and apostles. You're now priests and priestesses, high priests and priestesses. Do you remember when Jesus said that he was of the tribe of Melchizedek and that he was a high priestess and he came here as a natural priest? You must understand that when you're aspiring to be a priest, you're going to be balanced in all areas of life because you're used as a god. So, what must we do now to make the change and the switch? Get into metaphysic things. Get into training. Get into understanding that your plane must be a higher plane and your consciousness must transition to a higher transition. Get out of materialistic things and start endowing yourself in as many spiritual things as you can. First of all, getting a walk with God and a relation and a connection where you commune with God on a regular basis so you will get to know the mind of God. And I didn't say the mind of Christ, I said of God. Yes, ye are God, little children, and ye have overcome them. And now that you've overcome them, you must function as God. Now, I want to say for the benefit of those who are listening out there, you can call me at 646-478-0270. Why don't you light up those light lines now and call in? We've been waiting for you. Stay tuned. I want to go to commercial.
Mojo is the message, a call for unity.
metaphysics. And for you priests and priestesses that are out there, you can call into those phone lines at 646-478-0270. All this month we've been talking about assisting and helping babies from the bench. And I feel so helpless to the point where these mothers are delivering these low birth rate infants and toddlers, and they are having to incur an astronomical fee for the setup of the ventilators and incubators, and they're in a financial loss. I feel so helpless that we're not able to do anything to change things in the courtroom other than to appeal to the courts and the judges. But I do know in the spirit realm we can do much more. That's why I interrupt these airways to talk about metaphysics. As a priestess in the area of Yoruba teaching, I know that there's so much more we can do in the area of oracle readings to see into the lives of these families and to speak into their lives and to intervene to change, to ultimately change the outcome of these children being born here at low birth rate. Yes, O Romola believes that there is an answer and that for all conditions that in the face of Yoruba, there is always a rooted cause and there is a reason to believe that there is a way to correct all things. In the Yoruba faith, we're taught that if you present a problem, you must also have a solution. And all causes of disease, they believe that there is a for all diseases, there is a cause of it, and there is an answer, a solution to disease. And as our country and world become so diseased, we have to be able to look to our priests and priestesses for oracle readings to find the solution to our end time problem. Yes, the president has seeked out the answers under oracle reading and divining, and he's gone to various different priests and priestesses, and they have divined for them. Now, why doesn't our universe utilize? Why doesn't our why aren't most priestesses called upon to do this work? It is a fine spiritual line of work, but because African religion has been demonized and it doesn't fit in the category with the other nine religions, it has been ostracized. So the best that we have to give is being laying dormant, and it has been buried and turned over in the grave so that you and I can't access it. And now some of you are calling it High John the Conqueror, Bush People, Fetish, Voodoo, Witchcraft, and all those things. And therefore, you've allowed the man to tell you about your own gifts and to tell you how disenfranchised they are with those gifts, but yet they go and get all of those oracle readers to do the work for them in secrecy. So, African America, I want you to wake up today, okay? Because Mud Deer and Big Daddy knew about the oracle readings before the end of time, and they understood how the juju was utilized in the African race. It is not taboo. It is not false witchcraft. It is not something that High John the Conqueror would use. You have to understand that the oracle readings are given for the nation to give them an outlook on what is to come in the universe. And if there's any way to intercede on behalf and make alterations and change, they're asked to make those changes. But you and I, African Americans, sit quietly in these dormant churches that have no power and no authority, and you look down upon African belief system, and you deem it demonized. I want you to stop it, stop it, stop it. Embrace your African selves. Embrace your ancestralship. Embrace your oracle readings, because these are the tools that will help you in the end time. I'm an educated woman with a master's degree plus post degrees. Do you think that I would waste my time going back to school after theology school to learn about African faith if it had no substance to it? It has much substance to it. And there are many professors who are now engaging in the research and understanding of African faith, and they are also a part of the African faith. You will find most of the professionals in the corridor involved in the Yoruba teaching, the Kemetic teaching, the Asa Aset. If you talked with most of these young people who are priests, they're profoundly intelligent and have knowledge that is beyond perspective of this earth and this realm. You're going to have to change and transition from this realm to another realm. So you're going to have to jump and flight. You're going to have to jump to other realms to be able to know that you are looking at an illusion. What you see doesn't exist. But I can't tell you that. How can I make that plain to you when you're still stuck in a lower frame of realm? I can't, because you have to be brought up to par. And if we're going to do the type of work we have to do in the spirit realm, intellectually, and make the changes of this new universe, we're going to have to come up to par in the metaphysic realm. I suggest you go and take as many meditation classes as you can, get involved in metaphysic trainings and circles, and try to identify what is spirit. And speak to the spirit tonight and ask the spirit to reveal itself to you. And spirit will bring all things to remembrance. Whatever you think you might have forgotten, it's in your medulla oblongata, in your cosmic records. Ask the spirit to wake up and to stir up your gifts so that you'll know about clairvoyant thinking and that you'll be able to clairaudience, be able to hear into the lives of your loved one and hear what they're not saying. We are peculiar people, and we're not from this universe. And if we are from another universe, don't you think we ought to be able to reconnect to metaphysical things? Because these are the scientific things that Jesus indulged in. And because he was a metaphysic man, he wants you and I to be. Don't think that Jesus wants you just to admire him from a distance and look at all the great things he did. He wants you to also do greater things than he did. Now, I love Jesus, too. As a matter of fact, Jesus is on my wall right now, and I look towards him every day, but he's a tall black stallion with a robe where the muscles and biceps roll off his arm, something to be a sight to see. I see him in the image of me. I can't make him as a blue-eyed, blonde-eyed man because he doesn't exist for me in that frame. And don't count it all joy and say in a sweet by and by it doesn't matter. It does matter. You must make your God in your own image, else you are worshiping, idolatry worshiping. Now, we have to get this thing right. Please, people, don't get it twisted. Some of us have been called to do certain things. And if you love the Spirit and love the Lord, then you ought to be on the same line of frequency with me right now. Let me stop. I want to synchronize my vital signs with yours, and we want to vibrate on the same rim, because some of you are going to have to make a change soon, and some of you are going to have to stop prostituting the gifts and selling the gifts, and you have to give them away freely, because all of the priests and priestesses are lining up today, and God is going to use them in a mighty and powerful way to help set this universe back on course. So if you're not oracle reading now and divining, priest, dust off your old books and material and go into your closets and into your hiding places and start refreshing yourself with the spirit, because we are going to be called upon to do a mighty work. And on that note, I want to say to all you spirituals out there, I haven't forgotten about you. It's important that we have salubrious diversity. All people from all walks of life, black and white, are spiritualists, and they're all connected. So therefore, we don't have to make it a black or white thing. We have to make it a spiritual thing. And if you are disconnected from spirit, I don't care who you say you are, you still are inacceptable, because spirit will give utterance to the truth. See, spirit is eternal. We're looking for eternal life, and flesh is temporal. It is temporarily here. That is why this universe is passing right before us. It has to pass because it's temporary and it must go. And we must bring about a spiritual world which is eternal, which will never leave us. Now, if you can, get in the spirit right now so that you don't be confused by the lust of the flesh. There's too many of us that are in the flesh, and we are so confused and out of our minds. This flesh and materialistic thing will confuse you. You will forevermore be found wanting and wanting to satisfy the flesh. But the flesh cannot be satisfied. Why do you say that, Omi? Because the flesh is greedy and it's always grieving for more. So stay in the spirit and you will become content and satisfied. Now, for those of you who wonder why I brought this segment to you on talking about metaphysics, because it's time now. It's time now. Yes, Omi has not been calling in here, you in the room, and giving you readings. No, because I wasn't given the instructions to do that. As a priestess, my gifts have to be all with repentance, and I have to also be obedient to what the Spirit is telling me. The Spirit told me to tell you about the fact that we are working outside of our gifts, and all of you who are priestesses, now is the time to bring your gifts and your tools forward, because we need to bring out the top dogs to do the kind of work that we have to do. And I want to tell you today, the Spirit is in the atmosphere, and if you have anything to say about what I believe, tell the Spirit. The Spirit protects me. The Spirit puts a haven around me, and the Spirit can do the same for you. And I want you to be prepared for the Spirit, because it will come.
Well, Moses is the message. Got to get the message to our brothers and sisters.
unity.
Coming to the end of this show today, we'd like to thank you so very much for being a part of our Talking Cure. We know that this is a special segment where we wanted to reach out to those who are still stagnated and still making their effort to come into enlightenment. And this was a period in time I could bring enlightenment to those who are lost and still searching. And for those babies who are still trying to struggle through the incubators and live, I found it necessary to let the Spirit take control and to lead me into a different direction today so that we can help those mothers who are transitioning with those low birth weight babies and who are maltreated. And for those fathers who are still trying to get their custody of their children, I hope that the doors will be open for you in the spirit realm and that you will have an opportunity to have longer visiting hours with their children. Sometimes we have to redirect our efforts and work in the spirit to help families who need help. And I hope that I've made a difference today in working in the spirit. And the work I do in the spirit as a priestess sometimes is necessary for me to give over to the spirit because we know it's eternal. And we're looking for eternal solutions. And we'd like to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and ask that you will please join us again tomorrow, and we'll be right back at you with the same topic, hitting you tomorrow. Well, tomorrow's Thursday. We won't be here Thursday. We got the day off on sabbatical, but we will be back on Friday. And, ladies and gentlemen, I hope and pray that you begin to start to put your priestly hats on. And if you are a priest, you start working in the community and helping families to give direction for their life. And set up your altars most of all and begin to understand that you are frequency. Start vibrating on a higher plane. I know I am. So I'd like to say thank you on that note. And I like to say I got to do my disappearing act. So let me call Cal in here. And I want to say, oh, double and baba booey to you, y'all. Come on, Cal. Got to do my disappearing
act.
VA. VA is in the house.
Oh, yeah. About to close, so tell me what's gonna happen. Am I going with you? How you coming with me? My girl's not around, and your man just set you free. Baby, I'm your destination.